It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I don't want to talk about
the anus.
You really like that word, don't you? Okay, that was snotty. I don't respond well to snotty.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You can give us a call at 877-365-3636. Did you check at all about Friday night yet? Did you check on the home front?
Oh, there's no checking to be done.
You don't have to, do you?
Just all I have to do is announce it, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think.
Maybe don't even announce.
I may find out differently.
Buzz and I are planning a little bit of a boys' night out, the morning show here in Washington, D.C.
No, it's work, Mike. It's work, yes. Work we have to do.
I made it sound like a boys'
sure
night out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The morning show here in Washington, D.C., the Junkies have their big spring break gala, their huge party, and we're thinking about dropping in.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about getting a car.
Will you have the information?
Do we get the information on that party bus?
We'd have to go back to Joe. Think he's listening?
I don't know. Let's see.
Joe?
Hey, Joe, are you there?
Hello, Joe.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000.
Very busy in the nerve center.
5,000, 6,000.
Joe?
Yes, Rob.
Hey, there he is.
Hi, Joe.
This is Joe.
Hey, Joe, did we get any information from that guy with the car, with the limo?
Beth Ann took his info, so.
Oh, well, tell Beth Ann to drop in for a second.
Yeah, we want to see her anyway.
I want to ask her about.
I think she's on her way.
Oh, that's great.
Here
Thank
she
you,
Come
Joe.
On in. Sit down.
Beth Ann,
sit down.
Go
Relax.
In the studio.
Relax.
I'm turning off your mic, Joe. Thanks for stopping in.
Good day.
She's here.
Hi.
If you've been calling him via that way.
What, over the microphone?
Yeah, I didn't know it existed, and I'm sitting there in front of it.
Well, no, I'm talking about the show is monitored back there, right?
I mean, he heard us calling him, right?
But when I was here before, however you're talking to him, couldn't be done.
Right, but we can now. He knows it.
But I think that's when you were calling him before. That's why he wasn't answering.
No, but he talked to us on that system last week.
We have a producer now.
Now look,
you had one last week too.
We're all going to be working together for a long time.
Okay,
but it's really important.
Six shows.
It's really
so
important.
Far.
No, it's important for you to know that we were here for a week.
I know.
So we knew the answer to that, and you came in like saying like we're idiots. Going
no.
Now there's a piece of equipment that sits in front of Joe.
No,
my question is though, like you can hear when I'm talking on the microphone. There's no delay back there, right?
Right.
You can
monitor the show real time. You can hear it immediately, right?
Why am I holding my breath?
Why are you holding your breath?
The witness will answer the question.
Whatever you push to talk to him that way.
I don't push anything. No, Rob does all the pushing.
Would you like to see? Come here.
No, Beth Ann.
No, everything goes silent back there.
We've simply been talking on the radio. We say on the radio, Joe.
Do you know why it goes
silent?
This
is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
What do you mean going to be? It is.
No magic button. We just say it on the radio.
Do you know why it's
all
silent?
Show her the thing. Go up and look at the thing.
Step over here.
I'm just saying.
I promise not to touch him.
Remember when you said he wasn't answering you?
Yeah, see, screener?
Right.
Right there. Watch this.
Okay, I see that. Okay.
Joe?
Yeah, but what happened?
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Joe. How are you?
Fine. It's a little confusing because.
Talk into the mic, Joe.
He is.
No, he's not.
It's
no,
a little
not.
Confusing
Other
because
end.
It goes
See?
Silent
oh,
back
he's
here.
Not.
Well, the reason it goes silent is we're waiting for you to reply.
Right, but then I have to grab my headphone and it,
and,
you know.
And, I would,
and it's a hassle.
And my large
no, it's not
breasts
a hassle. It's
were
just,
in the way.
Quit jutting. You're jutting those.
Okay, well, I think we've gotten it all figured out
hey,
right now.
Hey, they feel great.
Hey,
I noticed.
Why did you say get one free question answered with the, is that the number? I mean, that's her promotion that she's doing?
Yeah.
Is that what it for the psychic that we have, psychic Angela,
yeah,
that's coming on?
Who's had to call on her own cell phone.
This I would say, is this, no, you got the Stanley Cup guy too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is your second get of the day. This is Beth Ann's second get of the day. We're going to
yes.
talk to psychic Angela. And then I urge all our listeners just to stand by, because after we have her on the show, mm-hmm. I'd like the listeners to just give me a little feedback.
Right.
Right.
Just a little feedback, because we're looking for a psychic. Now, why did you suggest that? Because you thought that maybe, what?
You told
Are
me
you
like
worried?
Psychics.
I like psychics.
Yeah, so
sure.
That's why I got a psychic.
Make sure we don't get quiet or Joe will start talking in the microphone in the back room.
All right, are you ready for our first psychic on the new show?
I'm ready.
Let's go without further ado to Psychic Angela. Psychic Angela, are you there?
I am here.
Angela, I've never spoken with you before. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You are a psychic. We're not sure what type of psychic you are, but I know that when it comes to anything, psychic energy on this show, we are all for it.
Yes.
All right.
And we are loaded with questions.
All right.
All right. What type of psychic are you, Psychic Angela?
I am a medium, a spiritual medium. I am a true psychic. I would like you, Mike, to tell me just your name out loud so I can hear your voice and your birth date. That is all.
Mike, June 22nd, 1959.
June represents the sixth month. The number six brings confusion.
It's the mark of the devil, isn't it?
Oh, yes. The 22nd means that you are happily paired with someone.
Currently.
What was your year?
The 1959.
Five is strength and nine is spiritual power. You yourself are a very warm and good-hearted person, but you're very stern when
yes.
it comes to things that are important in your life or in your surroundings.
Right. Very stern, Angela.
I am feeling very, very strongly that 08 is going to be a very positive year for you personally.
It really can't get any worse.
Well,
or better.
Toward the end of the year, I am focusing October and November are going to be very strong months for you of change.
You're going to have a great Halloween.
Oh, God.
Fall ratings.
I know. I was just thinking this thing.
More October or more November?
Please.
We'd kind of like November, if you know what I mean. Well, when is it? No, it doesn't come out then. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm forecasting in your voice and in your spiritual aspect.
Mm-hmm.
October, November will be positive months for you in your career.
We'll take that.
It's going to be a very big change for you.
Now, Psychic Angela, I see you have a phone number. Would you take phone calls from our listening audience?
I sure will.
If they had questions. But I've got you now all to myself, and I know the guys on the show and the ladies on the show would like a little time with you.
Sure.
Psychic Angela, may I ask you a specific question?
Yes, you may.
And I'll ask this in a specific question, yet in a general way. All right? I have a business enterprise that has given me nothing but trouble. I am very curious as to where you see that business enterprise going. Is it going to continue, or is it going to, hopefully, go away?
I'm feeling everything's going to be at a standstill. Remember, I mentioned to you October or November. If you can hold off till then.
Not a chance.
It will mature. It will bring back to you all the time and effort and money that you have put into it. It will come back.
It'll pay off.
Yes.
Three times.
Congratulations, Mike.
Three times told. That's what I feel.
Threefold, Mike.
Threefold.
Really?
Wow. Normally
$500.
That would happen in March, wouldn't it, normally?
Oh, my God. All right, that's good. All right, Psychic Angela, would you like to meet the crew?
Sure.
To my right is our newsman extraordinaire.
Hi, Angela.
He's Buzz Burbank. Say hi to Angela, Buzz.
Hi, Angela. Buzz Burbank here. My real name is Mike Elston, and I was born October 7th, 1953.
The number 10 symbolizes to me, I'd like you to keep your mind clear of anything that may be troubling you at this time.
Okay. Like working with me?
The number 10 symbolizes new beginnings.
For the 10th month.
Yes, the 10th month. Uh-huh. But you are feeling a little empty at this moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say the number 7?
I did. That's the day that I was
born. The 7th day of your birthday.
Right.
That represents that you are very confident. Not lately.
Mm.
Not lately. You've been questioning yourself.
Yes.
And your feelings and your decisions.
Yes.
March and April had been very mixed up for you.
They were indeed. Mm-hmm.
And your year, what was your year?
53.
Right.
The 5 is strength,
18.
And the 3 is blessings. You have been blessed many times over. You are not a very religious person, Mike.
Interesting.
Right.
You are not a religious person.
That's
but
right on.
You've nailed it.
That's really
lately,
amazing. Angela, that's the first one that's got me going. That's pretty amazing. He's not.
Thank you. Thank you. He's not but lately he will find spirituality in his heart. He will be guided in a good sense, a good direction.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. Okay. Anything else for
Buzz, you have a daughter?
No, not that I know of, Angela.
Oh, hey, that's quite a revelation there.
Is there a younger girl around you?
There's a little girl who lives next door. Other than that, no.
Oh, really? Busper, he was always so quiet. We went into Buzz's backyard and found his crawl space. Hey, Angela, you ever do that kind of stuff where you assist in crime solving? You ever do that kind of work?
Oh, yes. Years ago, I helped solve a disappearance of a child back in New York in Staten Island. Her name was Holly, and unfortunately, she was found not alive.
But did you know that
I
psychically?
I did help them. Oh, yes. I helped them with her possessions and her picture and her outfit, and then I sensed and felt where she was.
Did you know?
It was very sad, though. It was very sad.
Yeah. Do you watch that show Medium on television?
Yes, of course.
That Allison woman, she has similar talents and abilities as you?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. This is truly based on true psychics,
right.
The show.
All right, are you ready for the third member of our crew?
Yes, I am.
This is our in-studio producer and all-around funnyman, Rob Spiewak. Say hi to Rob, Angela.
Hi, Rob. How you doing today?
Hi, Angela. Does anyone ever call you Angie?
No.
Okay, here is my name.
Way to piss her off right in the beginning, Rob.
Here is my name and my date of birth.
Go ahead.
Robert Wadham Spiewak, Jr.
Oh, my God.
March 8th, 1971. And good night.
You have four separate numbers in your birthday.
Amazing.
3, 8, 7, 1.
Right. Yes, that is right.
The three represents past, present, and future for blessings.
The Stooges.
That's great.
The eight represents inner strength, inner ability that you have not forecasted yet in your life.
Like I'm a slacker?
Well, hello? She's spot on with that
yes.
one.
Okay.
Yes. Not a slacker, but I don't feel you've reached your goals yet.
Not yet realized.
No one does. Let's move
no
on.
No one at all does. All right, we'll move on. We also
hold it,
take
what about the 7
yeah.
and the 1?
Oh, she's the 7 finished. And the 1. Oh, she's not. I'm sorry. I was getting bored. Go.
7?
Not
just
me.
Mm-hmm.
The 7 represents that you are in the right direction, and the 1 represents new beginnings for you.
Well, that's cool. Thanks, Angie, baby.
That's wonderful, Angela. Right. Thank you. We're going to go to Beth Ann right now, but we'll also take your phone calls for Psychic Angela. If you have any psychic questions, you can get on the line to get on the air at 877-365-3636.
Can I ask one quick question,
yes,
Angela?
Yes, of course, Rob. She's here for us.
Now, you read numbers. Do you ever read letters, like for Beth Ann, like double D? Would that bring a meaning?
Bada-bing.
Hello?
For Beth Ann or for you?
For me.
Good question, Angela. Good question.
Now let's move on to Beth Ann.
Yes. Beth Ann McBride, speak to Psychic Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Hi, Beth. How you doing?
Now, she's read me before.
She's read you. Well, when?
Play along.
On
we're doing
show.
A show.
On your show. Oh, great.
Wow.
We're going to get the retreads.
How'd that show turn out?
You know what's
well,
great?
Well, according to Angela, I would still be on the air.
Really?
I wanted to mention to Buzz before when I felt a young girl around him.
Oh, here we go.
I felt very strongly that he's going to hear very soon of a young girl, and it's going to bring positive influence into his life, well, not negative.
Could it be as soon as Friday night, Angela? I'm looking forward to that. All right, let's take some calls since Beth Ann's already been read. Let's take your phone calls for Psychic Angela right now at 877-365-3636.
Bright red.
Hello, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this?
Mike, this is Pat.
Hi, Pat. You're on with Psychic Angela.
I think Psychic Angela is actually a medium for Jackie Stallone.
No, now, if you're going to be silly,
this is not a time for
we'll
silly.
We'll take your call after the fact. Let's take another call right now. Hi, caller from nowhere without a name. What's your name?
Richard.
Richard, where are you calling from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita, what's your question for Psychic Angela?
Yeah, I wanted her to give me a reading as well.
Okay, you have any specific questions? How do you like it done, Angela? Do you like birth dates? Do you like specific questions?
I need to hear his
birth
voice.
Dates are fine.
He can tell me his name and birthday just so I can forecast on his voice and birthday.
All right, tell her your name and birthday, caller.
My name is Richard Lee Burkhart. My birthday is 12/2/1979.
And your radio is turned up in the background. Turn it down, Richard, okay?
All right.
All right, go ahead, Angela. You heard him.
Richard, you are having a lot of difficulty through love. Is this correct?
Not so much.
I feel a lot of confusion for you through a woman that you've recently met, but there's not a strong connection. Is this the past that I feel, or is it the present?
Neither.
Oh, okay. You're not being cooperative.
I didn't hear what he said.
He said neither. I didn't like him because he had his radio turned up, and we hung up on him, Angela. That's the way we treat you on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll get rid of the people that aren't cooperative. Let's go to Eric in Woodbridge. I know. We just have a little fun. Just trying to have a little fun, Angela.
Getting around.
Eric.
Angela, I was wondering, will I achieve Bravo English tonight?
Kind of obscured with that call there, Angela. Let's go to Fauna in Fairfax. Fauna, you're on with Angela.
Hi, Mike. This is Donna with a D.
Hi, Donna.
I might not be read very well if they call me Fauna.
That's okay. But Joe had it as F-A-W-N-A.
Pretty close.
Yes. Okay, Donna. Oh, thank I just you. Changed it to Donna. What's your question for Angela? Oh, I guess you have to give your birth date.
Okay.
In your name.
July 10th, 1952. Did
she
say 52?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, 52. She was born in 52, Angela.
Okay, fine. I'm
7-10-5-2. What I'm forecasting for you is very positive change this July.
Oh, okay.
The last couple of birthdays you had were a little disappointing.
Okay.
I feel this one will bring more pleasantry to you.
Awesome.
To life and love.
Oh, okay.
Wow!
Wow!
Thank you, Donna. Yeah, I would pattern my life for that one, huh?
I definitely will.
Thanks for calling, Donna.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
That's great. I think we did some good there.
Bye,
let's
Fauna.
Speak to Kelly in Springfield. Kelly, you're on with Psychic Angela.
Hi there. I am pregnant, and I want to know whether it's going to be a boy or a girl.
Ah, there's a specific question for you, Psychic Angela.
With how a definitive answer.
How far pregnant are you? Within 3 months?
Yeah, actually. Well, I'm like 10 weeks.
All right, so you're approaching your third month.
Yes.
I'm feeling a female very strong.
So am I.
Super. Thank you.
You're going to have a little girl, according
to
Psychic
Good
Angela.
Luck.
And if it's not, you know, if it's a boy, we'll give you her address.
All right. Hey, Angela?
Yeah, hold on. Yes, she said, this is Rob Spiewak.
Angela, is there a celebrity that you resemble? Who do you look like?
No.
Who do I look like? Yes.
I have a unique look all my own. Uh-huh.
I don't doubt it.
Okay, let's go to Kelly in Maryland, somewhere in the big state of Maryland. Kelly, you're on with Psychic Angela.
Kelly from Elkton.
Hello. My name is Kelly, and my birthday is February 29th,
1980. You are strong-minded.
Angela.
You are strong-minded, Kelly, and free-willed.
No.
Better things are yet to come to you.
Okay.
Are you there?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I loved it too. Hey, Psychic Angela, we've simply run out of time right now, but we want to thank you for coming on the show. Yes. Oh, let's plug this. I want to tell everyone in our listening audience the phones are throbbing right now.
Sure.
But unfortunately, they're really going crazy right now, but we're not going to be able to take any more.
I would just like to tell all your callers and all of you that it was very pleasant to spend a little time with you. My name is Angela, of course. My number is 336-357-0655.
And you can get one free question.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, I will give one free question to any of the callers.
Right.
My area code is 336-357-0655.
Right.
I'm here in North Carolina.
Right. North Carolina. Right.
And it's a really, really nice day here today.
Yeah, I'm here too.
All right. That's great. And 336-357-0655 is the number to call if you would like to get a reading. A free reading from Psychic.
I do give a free question and a free reading
by
phone.
That's
by
phone. A free question by phone. That's the number to call if you want to do that. Psychic Angela, it's been a real slice of heaven.
Thank you,
having you on the show.
It has been here too. Bless you guys, and all of you have a very, very blessed day.
Thank you very much, Psychic Angela. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there we have it.
Now I know why my show's off the air.
Now, wait a minute.
Here's the deal.
Kind of guests
you
I
forgot
had?
To mention her website, findadeath.com.
Find a death. Angela, 700-pound Angela. No.
I feel
we have
Andy
no
Cat
idea
parking,
what she looked like, okay?
Do you know what she looks like?
Yes, she's kind of short.
Fat?
And has, no.
She's fat.
Yeah, very fat.
Pond, she's fat.
Okay.
Hideous,
all right, but
dyed hair.
You know what? Here's the deal. This is why this is a great idea. I want a psychic on the show. It might not be Angela.
No.
But I'm not going to make the decision.
However,
I think we're going to take your phone calls right now, 877-365-3636, kick or keep.
Mm-hmm. Kicker.
Do we kick her up? That's my opinion. I can vote. I say kick. I think we can do a lot better. I think we can get a little bit more energy. And the whole birthday thing, I think, slowed it down a little bit. So do we keep looking for the psychic for the show? Or do we wrap our arms around fat Angela and we say, you know, thank you. Come into the bosom of our family. Kick or keep? Do we keep her or do we kick her? That's a very good question.
Okay.
If you want to kick her, why did you book her on the show?
I didn't realize she sucked so bad.
Really?
Was she better on your show?
Much. But then I started thinking she did tell me that I would be successful and the show would still exist.
Well, no, you are going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. But she meant that show.
Oh, that show.
Yeah. Did you have her in studio?
No.
Then how do you know what she looks like?
Well, she came over one time.
But she won, like, tickets or something?
No, she was doing our wine festival.
Did you live your life based on what she told you?
No.
Hi, I'm Beth Ann McRae. Oh, she's calling again. Hello, dear. Hello, dear.
But I thought her voice was great. Hello, like, I think it was that music that never stopped.
I'm in the middle of my meal. I can't talk to you right now. But
I'm having three burgers, past, present, and future.
You'll have to call back another time. All right, do we kick
her? I just found out the birthday of this eclair.
All right, do we keep her or do we kick her? Or do I start coughing? On Tubercular Monday on the Michael O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Keep her a kicker. I think I know the way it's going to go. We will take your phone calls. Also, the hot sheet and a look at our audio vault. Actually, a listen to our audio vault coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.